AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. 5 years ago, federal accident investigators recommended that the government require video cameras in locomotive cabs in order to record the actions of engineers. It didn't happen, and that's now left a gap in unraveling last week's fatal Amtrak derailment. In the meantime, Amtrak has resumed service between New York City and Philadelphia.
Relief was the word of the day as Amtrak service was restored to the Northeast Corridor.
I love the train. It's great. I take Acela every day over flying, so very happy to have it back on track.
Emily Gontz was glad not to have to scramble for alternatives for her thrice weekly trips between New York and Washington. As for safety,
we figure right after an accident, it's probably the safest time to be on a train. They're going to be taking extra precautions.
Matt Clay was headed home to Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Funerals continued for the 8 passengers killed in Tuesday's derailment. Warren Levinson, New York.
Islamic State militants have seized control of Ramadi, the provincial capital of Anbar province in Iraq. But Colonel Steve Warren, who speaks for the Pentagon, says the fight is not over.
We will retake Ramadi.
A massive investigation underway in Waco, Texas, in the wake of a weekend killing of 9 people in a shootout. It happened between rival motorcycle gang members. Another 18 people were hurt. The shootout happened at a sports bar. About 170 suspects were arrested.
Those individuals are being charged with engaging in organized crime in reference to the shooting at Twin Peaks, which is a capital murder.
Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says each biker must post $1 million to be released. An Oklahoma woman accused of slashing the corpse of her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend at a funeral home viewing last month was taken back into custody today after bond was set on an additional charge accusing her of removing body parts of the dead woman. This is AP Radio News. A Republican congressman plans to stay in office despite questions about some donations he received.
New Hampshire Congressman Frank Inta says he's not resigning after the Federal Election Commission's finding that he broke the law by accepting more than $350,000 in campaign donations from his parents. In a letter on his campaign website, Ginta disputed the finding, saying he contributed to the account over 40 years, so the money was his. He did acknowledge the money was not properly reported. New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte says if she were Ginta, she'd resign, and the head of the New Hampshire Republican Party called the situation serious and extremely troubling. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Tax returns show that the nonprofit foundation raising money for President Obama's future library in Chicago took in more than $5.4 million last year from just 11 donors, many of them longtime Obama supporters. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.